May we welcome you all to the meeting of the Portfolio Committee on Economic Development. We have members from who have joined us also from the Small Business Development Portfolio Committee. We must apologize for the secretary of the committee, who is not in today. She's not well. She has someone standing for her. Oh, Babu Mkhize is standing for her, standing in for her. When the engine is not there, sometimes things are not going well. It is the case even this morning. When you look at our agenda, our communication with her was said that we should move ITEC. Actually, ITEC must come in the morning. But it's only now that I'm told that ITEC cannot make it for the morning's coming in the afternoon. I think that was a miscommunication because I wasn't informed of that. We are supposed to be considering the report. It's only yesterday afternoon that I received a draft report. And I then gave an instruction to the administrators or support staff to send the report as it is without really me seeing it to member secretaries. And I'm told that was done yesterday afternoon. Yes. Coupled with that is the IDC corporate plan. While on IDC corporate plan, if you recall last week we were supposed to have considered their corporate plan on Thursday, but due to the fact that they did not table that plan before the speaker, we could not consider it, since we could not have a document to refer to. I also referred to a letter that was written by the DG last week. The DG has since withdrawn that letter due to ill advice from legal people, so he in return tabled the corporate through the minister tabled the corporate plan of the ITC. We now, the plan has been referred. To the committee. I was waiting for it yesterday, but I'm told it only got referred today, so copies are available for members. The rules dictate that we only look at we consider a matter before the committee after members have had an opportunity to go through documents before that are to be dealt with in the committee. So, because of that rule, I'm going to allow members to have an opportunity to go through the report, the draft report, And on Thursday, we're going to be adopting the report. The report only covers the work done by the department. We are allowed. We've actually been instructed where we cannot produce a report of entities, we are allowed to submit a report on the basis of the stretch plan of the department. Mr. Marais, don't intimidate me. Let me finish. I'll give you that opportunity to talk afterwards. Yes. That was my opening. Unfortunately, we belong to an institution, and this institution has rules and procedures. And ways of managing things. And as this team, this committee, is doing its work on behalf of a legislature, it has to abide by the rules that are governing the legislature. So I am going to then give an opportunity to the Acting Secretary to give us apologies before I allow you to talk, Mr. Marais, and whoever wants to talk to the mic. My apologies received. Yes. So, colleagues, I'm going to give you the opportunity to comment on the report and also on the agenda, which continues after at 2 in the afternoon, wherein we're going to be considering the ITEC presentation on their threat plan and annual plan, annual performance plan, yes. Dr. Mare.
Madam Chair, thank you very much. Now, I don't want to intimidate you at all. That's not the intention, but I just want to say that you say that it has been delivered yesterday. Obviously, we coming from outside Cape Town do not have that copies, and we were not even aware that it is there in the pigeonhole. So I haven't had the opportunity to even, I don't have a copy. So either we must have a hard copy now, or we must give them the opportunity to go and fetch it from our offices, because I mean, I just drove into Cape Town.
Thanks, Mr. Marais. Honourable Marais, I gave an instruction deliberately, so the reason why I said they should not put them in the pigeonholes and hand them to your secretaries is precisely because of that problem that you were not around. Just for your secretaries to inform you that they have received a report. If you haven't received, I mean, if your secretary hasn't received that, I think we have to talk to the committee assistant. Can you talk to that, because you were distributing them yesterday? Members are encouraged really to talk to their secretaries, because Mondays, of course, we are expected to be traveling to Cape Town, but that doesn't mean Monday is not a working day. It is. You might be using Monday for party work, but you are still paid for as a member of parliament for that day. So please communicate to your secretaries. Ensure that your secretaries give you information related to what's happening within parliament, because they are their only our only hope in terms of communication. Otherwise, really, we'll have to talk to pigeonholes. They can't talk. We'll just put documents there. And what my experience is that anybody who comes anytime first to the pigeonhole, they like taking documents that do not belong to them. They go around pigeonholes and take, you know, some people's documents. So it's better if they are given to your personal secretary. That doesn't mean where possible we are not going to be putting documents in your pigeonholes. So, colleagues, really, let's talk to them. And if really you did not, they did not receive them, additional copies can be made available for you. But what is important is for you to go through that so that as a committee we can pass. We are given until the 11th to really ATC our report. So we have to. We are operating within strict and unlimited, limited time frame. So we have to adhere to them.
Chairperson, I was with my secretary this morning. She doesn't seem to have received it because she didn't give it to me. I was with her this morning.
Okay. You know, there's a challenge because the list, I think the committee assistant is working on the basis of the list that we received from the ATC. And unfortunately, the names that we have in the Demishwe is not included in the list that we have in as a member of the committee. Maybe your party would want to resubmit your name there. Yes, so that it can be included in the list of members of the committee. You surely haven't received it. The reason being that you are not, you know, listed as a member in the committee. Which register? I don't know really, but I've been following this list. You haven't been. Or in the other committee. Okay, now I understand. In the Committee on Small Business Development, not in the Committee of Economic Development. Okay, now I understand. May I give the opportunity to the chair of the small business?
Thank you. Good morning to honorable members. I was given this copy this morning. It has got the program for this morning of this committee. It was from our own secretary, and it has got the report of this committee, meaning that we should not be talking about the issue of not getting the report. We should be talking about the efficiency of the staff, because I have got this copy, and it is from the committee secretary and the assistant of the Portfolio Committee on Small Business Development. It's here.
I guess perhaps we have to deal with that. Remember that the Small Business Development Committee will be sitting with us for some time, because they are, like we did before when we started, our vote was within the vote of trade and industry. So for some time we haven't been having our own report. So I think that understanding, we have to live with that understanding, because they are both trade and industry and within the economic development. In as far as issues related to small business development, they have to be informed. So I think what needs to happen, Yes. Ms. Lehlake must also be in a position to liaise with the committee assistant that side. I think that's what the efficiency is meant by the efficiency by the chair of the small business development. We need to ensure that we cooperate as much as possible. I know you might not have known that, and this is an opportunity. So if there's any member who needs additional copy, please let's see Ms. Lehlake there. She will provide you with a copy, please. I hope that concludes the issue on the report, circulation. Okay. You didn't give them. Okay. You'll also be receiving the IDC copy, even though we're going to be considering. Is the stress plan? You did receive the copies of the presentation last week. So please look at that stress plan and apply your minds to them. The ITEC will be following. I take it that you have copies of the ITEC. Every member has, including the members from the Small Business Development. Do we? Small Business Development, ITEC presentation? You do not have, and the straight plan. Okay, let's make sure that you do get that. The meeting is at 2. Ma'am Peng, are you joining us at 2?
We could join you at 2.
Yes. ITEC is International Trade Administration Commission. Obviously, in terms of small business development, it's quite crucial. It's important for you also. So thank you very much. If we look at our agenda for today, the next issue
Madam Chair, just for
is that we pause until 2 o'clock. We break until 2 o'clock.
No problem. Madam Chair, just have a confirmation from my secretary. No report, but the budget, but ITEC documents was in my pigeonhole. I said I've just had confirmation from my secretary. Nothing was delivered to her, and in my pigeonhole was only the ITEC documents. So no report was then delivered to my secretary.
Chair, I did exactly as you requested us to do yesterday. We dropped the report into the pigeonhole.
I didn't instruct the secretary for you to drop. I said personally, even to the content advisor, that they shouldn't be dropped in the pigeonhole. They should be given to the secretary. And next time you do that, please make sure that the secretary signs. The reason I avoided the pigeonholes is because it was late, and members were not going to get their report.
Okay, Chair.
So you did the vice versa.
Not really, Chair. The email that I received was for me to drop it into the pigeonholes or to give it to the...
You received it from who?
From Ms. Mabaso.
Yeah, I think you really made messing me up with stuff, really, what's going on. Can you talk? I'm really allowing this for the last time. Really, you are disorganizing me.
Chair, we apologize the staff. In instances where we did not find the secretaries in light of time, we then left them in the pigeonholes. And unfortunately, because the secretary was not around, we didn't have the contact details of the secretaries. But where we found the secretaries in their offices, we did give it to them. In instances where they were not there, we then left it in the pigeonhole. And we profusely apologize. The report was circulated indeed a bit late yesterday. Thank you.
Okay. This is something that should not even take our time here. And I'm hoping, you know, as our support, you know, support. You are supposed to be our support. We can't be disorganized. our support staff make sure that things are done on time. I followed up on these matters because I wanted to be sure that copies are done. Hence, I said give them to the secretaries. But please, this not, must not be repeated. We can't spend time here discussing whether members received copies of the reports or not. At any rate, in terms of reports, I said reports must be processed, and on Thursdays we get anything that needs to go to members, so that members, before they leave on Thursday, they have copies of documents that they're supposed to be dealing with on Tuesday coming week. And that should really continue. We can't be really doing this. It's uncalled for. I think this should be the last time, really. Okay.
Thank you. I just want to give an advice to the support staff of this committee to say that besides hard copies delivered to secretaries, we all have communication gadgets, a cell phone that receives an email, an iPad, and a computer. But also we use our cell phones and our phones to communicate with members. I don't think that there will be a member of the Portfolio Committee on Economic Development that would not have a phone for a secretary or an assistant secretary of a committee to phone that member and alert the member that there are documents and find out from that member on how best the documents can reach that member. Members have got constituency offices as well. That is what happened with me. I got this document because both the assistant secretary of the Portfolio Committee on Small Business and the secretary communicated with me about this meeting of the Portfolio Committee of Economic Development, not about our meeting, about this meeting, and they got the documents, and they made sure that I get the documents. Thank you.
Thanks for the advice. I take it that is taken, colleagues. I know that previously we used to have members who said they can't use the gadgets, hence they really requested that they be given hard copies. I'm not sure whether it's still the case or staff members are assuming that we still have members who cannot use electronic gadgets. Please make sure that you send both. Can we agree that we meet? We adjourn and meet at 2, the same venue. Come again?
For the ITEC prison.
For the ITEC, yes.
Thank you.
No. Thank you very much. The meeting stands adjourned.